Vice Mayor Julie Decker moved to discuss the letter under new business at the meeting. She was one of the two votes in favor, with four votes against, which postponed the item until the next meeting. She says she's not quite sure why this is being brought up this late in the game.
It's perplexing. I mean, it's been months since December when we took the action we did. Also, if Thomas Bay Power Commission / Authority wants to be involved in the negotiations, they can pick up the phone. And in fact, I think that would be a good thing.
Last summer, Petersburg decided to stop paying its portion of Thomas Bay Power Authority non-net billable costs for the operations and maintenance, or O&M, of Tyee. That got the ball rolling. Wrangell's Assembly followed up by entering into exploratory talks with Petersburg and SEPA about transferring Tyee from TBPA to SEPA. By January of this year, these talks were in full swing. But Vice Mayor Julie Decker says the timing isn't the only issue.
The reason I wanted to discuss it tonight is I wanted to ask Assemblymember Stowe, was there a meeting and did the commission authorize him to send that letter? Was this an action of the entire group, or is this his opinion? The feedback I've received so far is that the commission didn't even know that the letter was being sent.
I understand that he did this on his own without the blessing of the rest of the Thomas Bay Commission. In fact, I don't believe any of them knew about it ahead of time. But he put this letter out there as being from them. So that's going to be up to the commission as far as what action they want to take.
Assembly member Daniel Blake was the other vote, alongside Decker, in favor of discussing the letter at this meeting and not postponing. He says Stowe was acting unethically. James Stowe is a Wrangell Assembly member and president of the Thomas Bay Power Commission. He defends his decision to send the letter to Robert Sievertson, chairman of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. He forwarded copies to the Wrangell and Petersburg borough assemblies. He says the letter is meant to start a discussion.
This letter writing is has no non-intent behind it. All it is is a letter laying out the rules that we have to follow right now. And I have the right, as Thomas Bay president, to bring forth the rules, because we haven't discussed the rules, and the communities need to be aware of these rules. And in some cases, we've got the cart in front of the horse here, and we need to get back to following our rules. Our rules are set. I mean, we're supposed to go by them.
The rules in question dictate which entities have the authority to enter into negotiations. That includes discussion of the transfer of the Tyee Hydroelectric Facility to SEPA and the possibility of putting the Thomas Bay Power Commission into inactive status. Thomas Bay currently holds the O&M contract for Tyee. SEPA contracts with TBPA for that work. James Stowe says that SEPA has the authority to say it wants to terminate that contract. He also says the two borough assemblies have the authority to make resolutions. So, Petersburg and Wrangell could say that they would like to see Tyee transferred to SEPA. But he says as the contract holder, it's up to Thomas Bay to negotiate any type of transfer or change to that contract.
The boroughs have both overstepped their negotiating bounds. Those rights were all given to Thomas Bay Power Commission and Authority under those contracts.
The assemblies could move forward with dissolving Thomas Bay, as they were the voting bodies responsible for its creation.
If you sent a letter or dissolved it at a meeting, that means the next day the doors are closed. Then they'd have to legally shut down the operation and run your generators, and which would be a cost to the community.
So Stowe says, as long as Thomas Bay is operating, it needs to be at the front of this conversation. He says he's not questioning whether or not Tyee is transferred, he's just concerned with the procedure. He says if SEPA wants to end its contract with Thomas Bay, it needs to be the instigator.
The commission would have to negotiate with SEPA if that's what SEPA wanted to do. and figure out the route and how to take that route. It's not really the assemblies of either community do that. They signed their rights away when they formed Thomas Bay Power Commission and Thomas Bay Power Authority. And that's all I'm doing is saying, hey, you guys have got away from the rules. Let's go back up to the rules, start there, and then let's move forward.
But Assemblymember Daniel Blake says the Assembly has already acted on the decision to transfer, and Stowe's concerns are belated.
We had various readings on it and public hearing. We voted on it, and it passed. At that point, for him to come back and do what he's done here, I think is unethical. Even if he doesn't agree on the action, he has an ethical responsibility to support it since it was passed by the Assembly.
Vice Mayor Julie Decker says she thinks there are deeper issues here than what's just on the surface.
My impression is that there's something else going on here. It's not about the ordinances, because if you read the ordinances that he's referencing, there's many things that aren't happening also in those ordinances that he's not concerned about. So it's not, to me, it seems like there's an issue about the direction we're going, and he's trying to either change that direction or slow it down.
But Stowe maintains that's not his point. He says it's all about communication.
This is Thomas Bay Power Commission. We have not been informed, and we are not part of the loop, and consequently this letter has gone out to clarify the rules, and hopefully we can all sit down together at a table and discuss how to move forward.
The Wrangell Assembly, at least, will have that chance when they bring this topic up for discussion at their next meeting, scheduled for April 22nd. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.